is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Bledisloe Cup is back. Wallabies versus All Blacks, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Sometimes you're out with a drink and you know you're a chance.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Sounds like Bill's got one on the horizon.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Nah, it's pissing down. Bill, I'm parked here at the MCG. It is throwing it down.
Wow.
Oh, that's not what we want.
No, not here in South Melbourne. It's actually stopped raining.
Well, good. Well, let's hope that drifts over here. Big Friday night clash, of course, Melbourne-Collingwood.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the Maggies won 6 of the last 7 against Melbourne?
No.
They have won 6 of the last 7. They wow. like this matchup. Anyway, we're going to get to all
I
of that
shortly. I thought they were all duck and no dinner, Jim, but
well,
they're
that's
not.
According to Ed, I know. We'll get to that too.
Yeah.
Break artist coming up shortly. Love that. Some feedback with Hose. Then, in the second half, Scotty Cam, the great man from the block.
Oh, yes.
Join us. He's back on the tools, Scotty. We're going to talk to him about that. Massive, humongous, great big fat bastard idiot file. And then a fruity joke to finish us off. Oh, how's that for a Friday? Hello to you, Willis.
G'day, Jim, and I got a new nickname.
Go on.
Limo.
Why is that?
Say, hello, Limo. We'll do it again. Say, g'day, Limo.
Why would I say that?
Just that's my new nickname, so go on.
Oh, hello, Limo.
That's it. See, Limo Brownless, because I carry 8 people.
No, because you take up the room of a limo when you sit in the back of a car. That'd be what it is.
Hey, round 21, we're looking forward to it at the MCG, Jimmy, which is a bit disappointing because I wanted to know for Choice Hotels and Bob Jane T-Mart, the conditions there. But you're saying it's hosing down.
It is, but the ground is superb.
Yes.
The ground staff here at the G do the most magnificent job with this surface. It is absolutely brilliant. But it's going to cost them, what do you reckon, Rabs? It's got to be about 15,000.
They would have got 80,000 to 85,000 there tonight and maybe 65,000, 70,000 now. So
just clear your throat, will you, before you come on? yes. There'll be 70 there as Rabsy clears his throat. And here we go. Hello, Rabs.
Just letting you know, I'm playing my first game this week.
Say that again.
Yeah, playing this week.
Say that again.
Playing my first game this week.
Luke Darcy, of course, hearing the news from Sam.
Yes.
You reckon he would have gone with a better answer than that. Play that again. Say that again. Anyway.
Say that again.
Time now for a rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
I'll tell you what, big news of the day, Jimmy boy, is Buddy Franklin. This is according to Channel 9 Brisbane reporter Michael Atkinson up there in Brisbane, Jim. Lance Franklin has told Sydney he will leave at the end of the season. Brisbane Lions are the leading destination for Buddy. Can you believe this?
What?
I tell you, I hasn't heard anything about it. Is Brisbane coach Chris Fagan.
Very much news to me. So I would have thought, if they are moving to Queensland, that's perhaps an indication that Bud's going to retire. If it came to pass down the track that they do move here and there's someone reaches out from his camp and suggests that he still wants to play, then we would be remiss as a footy club not to go and have a conversation with him. But we're not the only club in Queensland, are we? There's the Gold Coast Suns as well. As far as I'm concerned, you know, he's a Sydney Swans player, and if any of that was going to happen, it would happen when the season's all over.
Interesting. You would love to see him finish at Sydney, wouldn't you?
Oh, what about that story if it's true? That bloke who I've never heard of.
Michael Atkinson.
Atkinson has broken the story of the year.
Or, as Chris said, he might be retiring, Jim, up on the Gold Coast.
Well, I think there is news that he's bought with Jacinta a beautiful property on the Gold Coast, so maybe that's where a bit of it's coming from.
Or there's something else, Jim. Buddy to Brisbane Lions, Alistair Clarkson to coach him.
To coach the Lions? What about Fags is the coach there? What the hell are you on about?
They're mates.
Heard it first?
No, that's bollocks.
Yeah, because no one else would say it.
Bullshlacking. Exactly.
Ed Langdon. Oh, he's throwing a cat among the pigeons with his no duck, no dinner comment. I like this.
They're sort of all duck, no dinner in a sense that, you know, if they're playing fast footy on their terms, they're a very hard team to stop. But they're a bit of a one-trick pony at times. So hopefully we can dampen the way they want to play and on the back of that, you know, go out and offensively play the way we want to play.
Interesting from Ed. That was on the run home on SEN. But that was interesting, Jim. It adds a little spice. I don't mind that, to be honest.
Well, as I said, six of the last seven for Collingwood in this matchup. And, Bill, I used to argue this with Sam Newman all the time. He used to say to me, Jim, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what's happening in the park. I'm like, if you're driving to any sporting ground and you've got a personally got a good record against someone or your team's got a good record, you feel better about what's about to happen. There is no doubt about that.
Righto. So if Collingwood do win, do you reckon it'd be a bit like the marshmallows or the waving of the jacket where they might just throw a duck out or something?
I don't reckon.
You're going to throw ducks out on the MCG.
Yeah, no, I don't reckon. No.
What about big Ben McAvoy? Plays his 250th game this weekend, Jim. What a star he has been. Yeah. Virtually broke his neck at the start of the year.
Yeah, and have we got some audio?
Well, this, I've got to explain it because it's not the greatest audio. Lucky
well, we won't
I.
go with the audio. Then.
No, all right. But what happened was, because he's always got plaster on his head, or jaw or somewhere on his nose, every player at Hawthorn were sitting in the cafeteria having their lunch, but they taped themselves up with all this plaster and tape. So, and Ben was told to go somewhere else. He walks into the kitchen and this happens.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Probably shouldn't have gone with that.
No, I don't reckon. I don't think.
No, they're all in there waiting. Ben walked in and they all cheered. And it was fantastic. Right, probably a better vision gag.
Probably better
vision gag
than being an audio gag.
Just explain it, I reckon.
Commonwealth Games. Here we go, Jimmy boy. Guess what we've got at the minute? We've got 50. Gold. 42. We got the silver. And 40.
Bronze.
40, thank you, Stormy.
Stormzy.
132 medals. We sit on top of their medal tally there. Well done to the Aussies. They got 5 gold yesterday. Netballers got beaten. Jim.
I saw that.
The netballers lost last night in a thriller to
Well, which one of those countries?
Jamaica. Yeah, which one of those? There was like 7 of them.
Yeah, Jamaica. I just said cut it on Jamaica. I'll have a chat to my audio man in a minute. 57-55. First time ever Jamaica have beaten Australia, Jim.
How does that happen?
Well, they're
the world champs.
Well, they've got the good goal shooters. They have. They're all right. They play well over here in Australia, the girls. So well done. Matt, do you know who Matt Denny is?
Yes, our big discus thrower.
The Ute Muster.
No, that's Denny, where you go to the Ute Muster. This is Matt Denny. He's 196 centimetres.
Mm.
And he's 120 kegs, big, big boy. He threw the discus, 67.26 metres. 67 metres, Jim, and one gold. So well done to him. And what about this in the squash? You won't believe this. You'll hear it first here. Australian squash player Donna Loban will play in the mixed doubles quarterfinal, Jim, tonight against her husband.
No.
Her husband, Greg, is Scottish.
No.
Yes, she's playing against her husband.
No. Yeah,
Donna, Australia, Greg, Scottish, and they're playing in the quarterfinal tonight in the mixed doubles.
No.
How good's that?
You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Why?
Well, they're married.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're one from Scotland and one's from Australia.
What was that accent?
What was that?
Scottish
and an Irish bit slipped into the middle. All right.
That's all we've got. Very good rap. I tell you what,
not
Bill,
a great rap.
He's on fire tonight, old limo.
But brag artist next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint, Jim. It was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kim.
Shebang.
This is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Pat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
Well, last Friday I had brain surgery and I was awake all the way through it.
So I took Manuel Weave off work. I wanted to brag that I have done
absolutely nothing. You're
unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
So I didn't realise during the week that I actually put a brag artist up without knowing.
Oh.
And that is, spent the weekend in Perth, went down to Rockpool.
With the doll.
Had a beautiful lunch with the doll. And at the end of it, well, this is what happened.
Who paid for her lunch?
Well, who do you reckon?
Lisa?
Oh, of course.
Well,
with the cash?
I've been funding her.
She did bring some Chris Pundred down.
They are mine, Jim.
You paid for my lunch at Rockpool. See your soul, So there it is.
Yeah.
Fat paid for me to eat Rockpool, beautiful Red Emperor. But I am Brucey Laird. I'm walking out into the middle to face the West Indies because I'll tell you what I did, Fat, during the week. I've got this heat and glow gas fireplace at my joint.
Heat and glow.
Now, one of the big bastards, yes. Heat and glow. And the glass had become all misty and frosted over the years.
That's right. And you're trying to clean it.
So, Bill, I had to take the cover off.
Yeah.
Then I had to take the glass off.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to get some industrial glass cleaner.
Yes.
And clean it all off.
Wow.
And then I had to put it. Well, after I did that, I then got the Windex and she came up. Anyway, had to put it back on, Bill.
Yeah.
All back together again.
Wrong way.
And Fat. All right, the first time it was the wrong one. But then I took it back off and put it back on properly, and now it looks like it is brand spanking new. You're
unbelievable. Actually, well done. It's good when you do a project and you do it well. But guess what's going to happen after the first fire or second?
What?
It's going to be dirty again.
Now, Bill, it takes a long time with the gas ones for it to be dirty again.
All right. Now, I mentioned this last week, but
I
don't know if I get enough credit, to be honest.
Oh.
Billy's Frothy Fund, number one in Australia for the dry July. But
you're
it's
going with the second time with the same break.
Might have been a third.
$100,000 it's actually raised. So it's gone berserk and it's all over now. But I want to thank two blokes, Rory Costello, who's down there in Geelong, and Benny Riddle, who are in Billy's Frothy Fund, and they raised a lot of money. So well done to Bill and to Ben and to Rory.
You're
so unbelievable.
So how many of the available 30 days...
Yes.
Did you actually not drink?
25?
Oh! That is a complete fabrication.
31 days, I think.
Boy, so out of 31, I would say
26.
15 would be
no,
about
No, you wouldn't
maximum.
Know.
Oh.
You wouldn't know. Some weekends I just went without it. Jim.
Did you? Some weeks.
And a drink.
Yeah. All right, 1-3-3-5-3. What are we giving away, Rapday?
A $200 Neverland store voucher, of course. They are the home of Australian streetwear. Shop in-store or online, neverlandstore.com.au.
Delicious.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3. Ring us and tell us what you're bragging about.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
She pulls out a rectal phenomena.
I beg your pardon? I'd packed up my stuff. Fire up Wallabies is fair enough,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly, Jim.
We don't want to be going to Eden Park one down.
Marvel Stadium, September 15. Get your tickets now, Ticketmaster. Thank you very much, Bill.
Against the old Rams.
Yes,
now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
We are doing breakout.
Rabbits.
They get hold of you, Rabs, our New Zealand friends.
Yes.
They will bloody turn you around.
That was Bill.
Rick from Dingley. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hello, boys. How are you going?
What have you done, Rick?
I was awarded a life membership at our local football club last weekend.
Oh. You're unbelievable. How long
what
you
for,
been?
Ricardo?
Yeah.
Since under nine, so about 7 years old, so 43 years.
Yeah.
43.
And what else have you done there? You've been cooking the barbecue?
Oh, I've always done that. Looked after the barbecue, sell cans, vice president, president, all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
senior club, footy club.
Well, good for you, mate.
Well
footy
done.
Clubs work around people like you. They don't work without Rick, and all clubs are the same.
That's right.
Well done. Stay on the line. Mitch
you,
Bannockburn, Bill.
Hello, Mitchie.
King of Kings. Fat, how are we?
Good, Mitchie. What did you do out there at Bannockburn?
Well, had the opportunity to tackle someone, have a shot after someone like you, Bill.
Yes, and?
I was tossed up between, do I go to drop punt or do I go to check it because I got no left foot.
Right.
And so I got it high up and it started bending. I didn't even know if it went through. I started running to the Banno pub. I was that excited. And I was able to win the game. So, it was stoked.
You're so unbelievable. So after the siren and your kick to check side.
Yeah.
Stop that.
I've actually sent you a DM to actually have a look if you want.
No, no, it's okay.
Oh. I sent you a DM, Bill.
Actually, shot after siren, banana, goal, Bannockburn win. They defeat the Giants, the Geelong West Giants.
Yeah, that's the one.
Anything like this, Mitch?
Well, he's had a rock and rolling season. Down and out and back he comes. Can he finish it off with a goal?
Billy!
Billy, you are king of Geelong!
Anything like that, Mitch?
Yeah, it's king of Bannockburn, though.
You know the only bit I hear when I hear that audio now?
What?
Down and out. Joel from Eltham. Hello, Joel.
Jolly.
How you going, guys?
What have Good, you man. Done, Jolly?
So this week, after sort of 6 months, 30, 40 applications, finally landed my my first graduate position with CPB Contractors for a finance graduate program for a couple of years.
You're unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Do you want to explain that, Bill?
Yep.
Yeah. So, been studying for 2.5 years, finished at the end of the year, and then into the workforce come January.
In
so,
the finance, yeah. Finance sector.
Yeah, yeah. So, be a boring accountant for a little while, but yeah, it should be good.
Good for you,
economics,
mate.
Economics, Jim.
Yeah, like 50 or 60 applications.
Yeah.
So, that is well Bloody done. Hard. We got Marshy out of Bannockburn.
Supply and demand.
Thank you, Bill. Marshy's there in Bannockburn again. Hello, Marshy.
Marshy.
G'day, boys. How are you?
What have you done, Marshy?
Mate, look, it doesn't quite fit the quite criteria correctly because it certainly wasn't this week. It was a long, long time ago. But I managed to snag a drive on a horse at the Globe Derby Trots in Adelaide many moons ago after a mate had gave the drive away because he was going on his P&O singles cruise. Didn't want to miss out there, did he?
No.
So he handed the reins over to me and I managed to drive a winner. And it was one of the biggest betting plunges of the year in South Australia. I had to snip the trainer a 300 so I could have 150 each way on and we got our home at about 1480 and 390 the place. Thank you very much.
You're so unbelievable.
One drive, one win, never went back.
Your one drive, one win at Globe Derby, which is just out the road there of Adelaide, Jim. You know where
yeah,
it
I
is.
I know it, Bill. I used to live there, so, of course. When you would have been up against Lance Justice.
Well, not Lance Justice, but Jeff Webster, who was a bit of an idol of mine at the time. And the bloke said, just follow Jeff Webster everywhere, mate, and you'll see what you're... You go all right. And I said, he can follow me, mate. I make him look like a bunny.
So, so did you pull out towards the end and just got home easily or did
I
you lead?
Mate. I sort of pushed out, sort of coming down the back straight and then managed to peel out about 3 and 4 wide around the turn, give her a couple of cracks and got home by a bit of that short half head. But anyway, I saw the finish line about 50 metres from home and think, I better get a bit busier on her. I'm not sure I'm going to make it, but we got there.
Oh. Have a listen to Marshy.
And the betting plunge. So
oh, the betting plunge.
Backed it off.
That's all that. Time, that one.
Stay on the line. Benny from Cranbourne. Hello, Benny.
Benny boy.
Yeah, g'day, JV, Bill, Ravs, all that, whoever
Hello.
Else is there. Yeah. I just want to brag that I have listened to every single Rush Hour in 2022.
You're no
so
way.
Unbelievable.
Everyone. Jeez.
Every single one on the listener app, LISTNR.
Bloody hell, Benny.
What's been your favourite moment, Ben?
Ooh, favourite moment. I actually really loved when you and Rui cooked a steak. That was unreal. Oh. That was pretty funny.
I liked it. Yeah, it was bloody nice. It was really nice. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, just I just love the show. Oh. Just love it so much.
And the jokes, you love them?
Yeah. Oh, nut.
Well done.
Well done, Benny boy.
All right. Well, I don't think there's any doubt about our winner.
Who? Not Marshy.
Bill. 100% strike rate at Globe Derby. One from one. Marshy.
Marshy.
Yes, boys.
This is what you're taking home.
A $200 Neverland store voucher for you, mate.
Oh, thanks very much, boys. I'll make these Melbourne long necks I'm juggling taste even better.
On the long necks. Oh.
He's juggling.
It's Friday, Jim.
Of course it is.
And, Benny, we've got two Rush Hour schooner glasses headed your way, mate.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Thank you so much, Bartholomew.
Bartholomew. Yes. Good helping.
Well done. Only five, but five quality, Jim. I liked
very
it.
Very good helping.
Very
I liked
good.
That.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate.
Oh, wow.
And not complete yet.
Just
not
complete.
Rosie Walton, not too far away. Don't forget, straight after us, it is the Friday Huddle, ahead of a massive game between Melbourne and Collingwood from the MCG.
Oh, speaking about Rosie, we were talking to her yesterday, I think it was, about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And what I worked out, Rabs, is in future when we talk movies, we just got to turn Bill off. Because have a listen.
No, Rosie's... She was on a train, wasn't she, that wouldn't stop?
It was a bus.
Yeah.
Same
with
thing.
Keanu.
It's got wheels and passengers on
board.
What
was it called, Bill?
The bus.
No, it wasn't. The show was not called The Bus.
The Bus Don't Stop Here.
There's a bomb on the bus.
That's exactly what it was.
So Bill goes train and Rosie goes, no, no, bus. And then Bill goes, same thing, wheels and...
Passengers.
Passengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All transport people, Jim. Hey, speaking of that, Robbo's also down there at the MCG. How's the weather, Robbo?
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
Well, it is. He's spot on. The old Merrick's flyer.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's,
To the Antarctic?
I'm just going to write this whole
breakdown. Oh, well, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Super Mole,
Rosie Walton.
Yes, here she is. How are you, Hose?
I'm very, very well.
Hello, Rose.
Hello, Bill. Yeah. Now, you just played it, but I think I need to hear it.
Oh, sorry about that. I tried on a bit of your content.
Absolutely fine.
Nothing worse than that.
When,
when people do that.
Who
annoys
would do that?
Me, Jim does
Bill,
it
shut
all
up,
the
let
time.
To Hose keep going. Yes.
When we were talking about Bullet Train, and I suggest you go and see it over the weekend if you're looking mm-hmm. for some action. You started talking about the movie Speed, perhaps.
Mm. I mean, she was on a train, wasn't she, that wouldn't stop?
It was a bus.
Yeah,
same thing.
With Keanu.
It's got wheels and passengers on
what
board.
What was it called, Bill?
The Bus.
No, it wasn't. The show was not called The Bus.
The Bus Don't Stop Here.
There's a bomb on the bus.
That's it.
Which reminded a lot of the family of a particular Simpsons episode.
Oh.
I saw this in a movie about a bus that had to speed around the city, keeping its speed over 50. And if its speed dropped, it would explode. I think it was called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
That is unreal. I've never watched The Simpsons.
But you are Homer.
Yeah, you're very similar to Homer in mentality.
Am I?
Yep. Mm, yep. It's a compliment, Bill.
And is it?
Yeah.
I like Marge. Where's Marge?
Large Marge.
Large Marge.
Now, we take a whole bunch of feedback from across various platforms.
Oh, we do.
Sometimes it's through the listener app, as Ben, our caller, said to us.
L-I-S-T-N-R.
Ben. So somebody sent this feedback through Triple M Country. Which is one of our listed radio stations that plays country music.
Does it?
Yeah, the messages
get to
us.
Whereabouts? Do we know?
It's on the internet.
Oh, on the internet. Right.
So
anywhere.
It's in the ether.
Not in Shepparton
it
or
just
Cobram.
Says, feedback is from Tony. Yeah. It says, hi, fat and king of kings. Some of the jokes recently have been told are rubbish. Come on, fat, you are better than this. I heard this joke recently and felt you needed to read it and add it to the list.
Righto. What is it?
A woman gets on a bus with her baby. I'm sure you've heard this before. The bus driver says, ooh, that's the ugliest baby I've ever seen. The woman walks to the rear of the bus, sits down fuming. She says to the man next to her, the driver just insulted me. The man says, go up there, tell him off. Go on, I'll hold your monkey for you.
Oh!
Zing.
There we Quickly.
Tony says, hopefully this helps to improve your performance. JB, keep doing what you were doing. You are entertaining and footy calling is top notch. All the best, T.
That's it, T.
JB and Bill or just JB?
No, I didn't hear you mention that at all.
It's about how crap you were with your jokes, really.
Well, but having said that, right, I got that joke. I've used it before. Yes. I get a lot of DMs and people trying to help with the jokes, but they've all been told before.
All of them. Okay, well, good luck today because you made James walk out yesterday.
Yes.
It was that bad.
I wish it was at 4 o'clock. Then we would have had a show.
Okay, well, Nathos commented, JB, how do you do it? I was up just like you, then bang, fell flat. Can you be in charge of the music for the joke? Rabs has lost it
and needs
a spell from the decision making. Yes. So give it to you and you'll be an impartial judge, you reckon?
That is actually, I am going to get that button in front of me very soon. I'll get Yui onto it and I'll be able to hit the right button when his crap comes out.
All right, Nathos continues saying, also, I love the Pat McAfee audio. Is there any chance you can do an interview with him? Love his work on the WWE at the moment. Thank you, Nathos.
We have asked.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's hard to get hold of, old Pat McAfee. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, well, in a previous show that I worked on, he joined us. Oh. So we'll get him.
All right. Yeah, right.
G. Cripper says, isn't Fat supposed to tell a joke at the end of the show?
I see what he did there. Yes.
Hannah Worthy, 6237, commented on the joke yesterday. Good work, Fat. Best part of my day is listening to your joke, the woeful delivery. And in brackets, that means terrible. Thought I'd better simplify things for old bins. And JB's like reaction, it. Gold.
Hannah 90213 or something.
Yep.
Come on, Han.
Right. Keep going. Gave you constructive feedback. I thought that's what
you
liked.
No, I don't like constructive feedback.
And also get onto our Triple M Rush Hour page because you need to see the video of you with Stifler's mum. Jennifer Coolidge, we put it up yesterday.
I saw it. I had
a
suit on.
Loved it.
I had the dinner suit on.
Young and fresh you were.
I'd forgotten I'd put the dinner suit on, Jim.
How awkward you were.
I was awkward.
11 years ago, host.
It was beautiful.
Can you believe that?
Great feedback.
And Fat just completely lost all composure.
Yes, but then was better later, Jim.
No, you weren't.
Yes.
When
we caught up at Crown.
No, you didn't.
A world of entertainment.
You never saw her again.
That's what she called it.
No, I did not.
You got the Black Thunder down there.
Black Thunder. I drove
Street
that down
demons.
There.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, number 201.
What she said was, since when's Colonel Sanders lost his hair? That's all she thought.
Yeah. No, what do you think of that, Belle?
She wanted to know what.
Not finger licking good.
Want to know how many, what those herbs and spices
yeah,
was.
I don't know. Yeah,
now, don't forget, though, we're visiting the San Remo Hotel. We're doing our show from San Remo.
Monday
the 15th. So
not
this Monday, the following one.
I've already booked in for this Monday.
Well, have fun, but we won't be there. So we have another announcement to make on Monday, though. Our next destination, we still want you to contribute, though. Get online, Triple M Rush Hour. Tell us which pub you'd like us to visit.
Country Victoria.
Yes, because we can't get to WA or Hobart or anywhere like that currently. But thanks to our van RV, we'll be doing that.
That's right. If you're looking for a new caravan, Rosie, go to someone who really knows their stuff. Our van RV, family owned and operated for 10 years. See ourvanrv.com.au.
Tell us where to go. Triple M Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, I've been there. Oh, I did a cashy there, Jim.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounced. That's how bad they're going.
For the first time since 2010, the Bledisloe Cup is back in Melbourne. Wallabies versus the All Blacks, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Well, you know, we haven't won it since 2002. And the beginning of our problem, Fat.
What?
Was the day David Campese was confronted by Jonah Lomu and just threw the ball back over his head.
I don't know if he did that.
Bill, it's 100% what he did, and it was the day that we started to go bloody downhill. Johnny Eels, we were in control of the Kiwis, and then suddenly old Campo has just gone, and that was it.
Well, Campo, they visited GMHBA Stadium back when it was Cadinia Park because Ford was sponsoring the Wallabies and, of course, Geelong. And I've told this, but it's a funny story. Ablett Sr. getting a massage just there. Mm. And Campese walks in. And he was about the only bloke we knew, of course. So he's walking around, you know, pretty happy with himself. He walks up to Gazza and goes, "G'day, Gary." He goes, "I'll be with you in a minute, mate. I'm just getting a rub down, okay?"
No. He had nothing.
He had no idea who David Campese was. Gazza Senior. Had no idea who he was. Jeez, it was funny. Come on,
Bill, back in those days, we were bloody good.
Oh.
Georgie Gregan.
Georgie was a
star. With the try-saving tackle.
Yeah.
As
Sterling
said, Johnny Eels, as old Braxy said.
Yeah.
So we had a bloody good team and had nice control over, well, we're calling them the Kiwis now, but we were going with the Enjoyers yesterday, but we've received a couple of threats. We've received a bit of threatening mail that if we keep going down that path, that you should be shearing that sheep.
I'm not shearing with anyone, Jim.
Then, Bill, they're going to come after us.
I know.
So we'll just keep it nice and straight. But this will be brilliant, of course, at Marvel.
When is it, Rex?
Game one of the Bledisloe.
September 15. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not Incy Wincy.
It's not. It's Hugey Woogey. Scotty Cam, not far away, a massive, great big slab of an idiot file, and then a fruity joke to finish off your Friday before you head out to the rubbity and tear it to shreds.
Oh, yes,
now, Robbo, I don't know if he's still here at the MCG. Rabs, have you got it? Robbo, what's happening out at ground level?
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
Bill, but I'm looking out here above the W.H. Ponsford stand.
Okay.
And by the way, the great man, I think, made two first-class 400s, Bill Ponsford. Actually, incredible the career he put together. But it's starting to lighten up a touch, Fat.
Right.
So we might get a little bit of reprieve here at the mighty MCG for Melbourne Collingwood.
Well, around 21, a huge game Friday night footy at the G. Melbourne are into $1.35, Jim. There's been good money for Melbourne.
I don't know why, because Collingwood have done nothing wrong and have won six of the last seven against Melbourne.
Well, there you go.
So I'm not sure Collingwood why.
Out to 320, and they don't get it wrong often. So
no, they don't, but that is too wide for me. I think Collingwood are better than that.
Have a look at some of the other games. Hawthorn on the Gold Coast, Jim. Ben McAvoy, 250th game, and
big boy.
Did I tell you that story where they all put tape on their head and they were all in the cafeteria?
You did, and then you ran the vision on radio that really didn't work at all.
Well, they were all so happy, Rabs. I couldn't believe how happy they were.
Now, no, Bill, it didn't work after four and it hasn't worked after five.
I told Rabs that and he said, no, play it again, it'd be funny.
Onion Head's just walked in here.
Onion?
What's he doing in?
He just left here.
Why is he here? What are you doing here?
He's looking for a free seat. Don't worry about that.
That's what he'll be doing.
Hey, watch Tuke Miller in this one. If he gets another three votes, Jim, I tell you what, he goes to the top of the Brownlow chart. Because no one else around him, Brayshaw and all these blokes, Oliver and them, they haven't been getting too many votes.
Well, Petrarca would have got some last Friday night.
Since Bill mentioned it on Monday, 8 into 650.
Fair dinkum.
You've smashed him in.
I tell you what, the Giants disappointed with Spike. I thought he was going to drop all these senior players because they've checked out. He didn't drop anyone, Jim, really. Any of the senior players. Dropped the Irish boy, Brown, and O'Halloran, and also Ash, but didn't drop any of the other boys. So he's given them another little week to find their form, I think. They take on the Bombers, of course. I tell you what, it's a huge game, Jim. Western Bulldogs and Fremantle. Massive. Huge game for both, isn't it?
Well, they've had a very ordinary month, Freo, and they need to get back on track because they've got two very winnable games to finish. They've got the Derby next week, and then I think they've got the Giants after that. So that is huge tomorrow for them.
And good luck, as we have said during the week, Sam Darcy playing his first game for the Doggies, and Caleb, what's his name? Daniel, Daniel, is playing his 150th
what's
game.
What's his name?
Caleb.
Caleb.
Little Daniel.
Little Daniel.
Playing his 150th game. That's been a good effort.
He's a very good player.
Speaking of 150 games, Jake Coladasny. That's his name. Jake Coladasny.
So you've got two of the milestones wrong.
Jake Coladasny at Geelong. He snuck up to 150 games. Yes. Well done, Jakey boy. And Caleb. Dougal Howard plays his 100th game against the Cats, Jimmy Boy, and that's a huge game for the Saints. They're 2 points above Richmond, sitting on eighth. So that is a huge, huge game, my friend.
And more milestones.
Where?
Jamie Elliott.
Well, we haven't got to those sides yet, have we?
We've got past it because that's tonight. We got there first, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll bring
that
up,
will you? That one. Yeah, 150 for him. Of course, the goal after the siren a couple of weeks ago.
He's Billy.
Brilliant form. So, and he's missed, I think, 89.
Missed a lot of games.
Getting to 150. Well, so he's a couple of seasons, but a star. Love him.
What about a Port Adelaide? So they need to kick some goals, Jim. So Marshall's out with COVID. Guess who else he dropped?
No, not
Georgiades.
Oh, no, Georgie. Righto.
He dropped him, bud. Wouldn't you keep him in if Marshall's out with COVID?
Well, not if he hasn't done anything, Bill.
Well, he's a kid. Get some games
disappointing.
In
him. They've been disappointing, Port Adelaide, for me.
Who wins that one? Port Adelaide-Richmond. Good game.
Ooh, that is
Adelaide
a good
Oval.
Game. And a very good game.
Great comeback by the Tigers last week.
Tigers just have to win it.
Righto.
They have to win it.
North Melbourne-Sydney. Jim, anything there?
Sydney wins that.
Righto. Won 5-7, of course.
Made four changes, North, and... interesting that Aiden Bonner's out, I saw, after having plenty kicked on him.
Phoenix
Spicer out.
And no Ben Cunnington.
Plugs Walker. Well, it's going to be raining, so Plugs, they've aesthetically helped him.
Have they got Ben Cunnington on the... No, they haven't got him on the bench either.
He plays VFL.
Brisbane Lions, Carlton, another big, big, big game for both sides, especially the Blue Baggers.
Yeah.
He's brought in six. I know they've got a fine up their list for it's on Sunday or whenever it is.
Bill, they need to win at least one game, Carlton, and they've got a brutal run home.
Huge, Jim. Adam Saad plays his 150th.
Ah, there you go. There's the other one.
We got there eventually. We got there. Yeah. And, of course, the mighty Melbourne Storm play. They kick off soon, Jim. What time is it?
Rugby League.
Stormzy.
509.
The Stormzy.
Not Stormzy. Not you, Stormzy. Melbourne Storm take on the Titans tonight at 6 p.m. So in 51 minutes, Jim.
Right.
Good luck to them, because I told you about the Bromwich brothers.
All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, this is a beauty. We love when someone starts laughing on live television. They can't stop. Have a listen to this, weatherman.
The Block Tree Change premieres Sunday, August 7 at 7 p.m.
Welcome to Block Country. 60 acres of pristine country life, and spread out across it are our five houses.
TV's greatest challenge goes where it's never been before.
For the first time ever, I'm building my own joint.
The brand new season of The Block nails it.
A green change, by the way, and I love the thought of this. Bigger blocks, bigger room, more room, country-style houses. We're going to get to all of that in just a second. But the great man joins us, Scotty Cam. Welcome to you.
Hello, guys. How are you? Lovely to talk to you.
Now, you're back. What I love about this, what I'm reading about it, is you are back on the tools. You're renovating your joint as part of The Block.
Well, the original homestead was on the land that we bought, and then we subdivided it into 5 10-acre lots, and we brought some houses in for the contestants. But the old homestead owned by the McGeorge family was there, and it was all fallen down, and I thought, well, let's knock that up as well. So I've done a full revamp on the old homestead and then added a pavilion out the back. Ooh. With a magnificent open fireplace, like medieval French chateau fireplace. Ooh. Nice. Like big mongrel, and then beautiful kitchen, and anyway, it's unreal. But look, not being judged, not going to auction. It's not my house. The network owns it, but I just built it up. It's more for inspiration for the contestants to see what they can achieve. Now, if I was in the competition, of course, boys, I would have won every week.
Easy, well, yes.
Here's my question.
Because I know the judges, right?
Exactly right. And a chippy by trade back in the day. So how hard was it to get back on the tools? Did it all come flooding back to you?
Oh, look, I still do a lot of work up at my farm, building stuff and doing it. I've always been on the tools the whole time. I am, boys, I'm 60 this year, so I'm a little bit stiff in the joints. And I do a bit of delegation. I've got a team. I've got a couple of chippies with me, and I've got a Sarah from the Block shop helping me with design and stuff like that. But I go out and do a bit of shopping and do that and get on the tools. And look, I'm really happy with the house. It's unreal. And everybody that does a little open for inspection, you know, we have journalists and people that sponsors that come by and have a look. And they all say, without a lie, they all say that my house is the best.
What was the best feature you had in the house? Because I'm doing a bit of renovating myself, a bit of a pendants we've got and mixers I've got to look at. What was your best feature of the homestead?
Mate, I got my mate Christian Cole, who's one of the best furniture makers in Melbourne.
Yeah.
He's a great mate of mine. I got him to build me an island bench out of oak. Magnificent. And it's got like sort of seating all the way around the back. But the entire island bench is a butcher's block.
Oh,
it's 3 metres long.
Oh, how good.
So you can carve on your island.
Yes.
And then people sit around it and eat off the butcher's block, like your meats. And it is incredible.
Great. Well done. Now, I had a dilemma because I had to put the washing machine and the dryer combination stacked on top of each other, okay?
Yes.
And I put it in the bathroom, which I like. But Jim over here, who thinks he knows everything about everything, he reckons I shouldn't have had it in the bathroom. I should have put it in the kitchen. What would your thoughts be, Scotland?
Look, I'd have a separate little cupboard, and it's called a European laundry. And you can just like have a bifold door and you open her up, and you can put that sort of anywhere, really. You put
but it in not the in the hallway. Kitchen. You go to not get a beer kitchen. In the kitchen or toast or whatever, but not in the kitchen, my friend.
And look, if you have a couple of beers, you might end up putting your dishes in the bloody washing machine. And then... And then
might
you get
work.
All mixed up.
Might work.
Scotty, I don't know if you've seen Bill lately. He's faded away to a block of flats.
Yes.
And the bathroom's tiny, and he's made it even smaller. And I said exactly the same thing. Do a European laundry, put it behind a door. You'll use it once a bloody month anyway. Mm. And he ignored me, and now he's ignored you, sucked in. Now,
and it looks good.
No, it doesn't. Now, Scotty, I want to ask you about this. What is going to be the future of the house that you've renovated?
Well, it won't go to the auctions like we normally do. It will sit there. We'll probably use it as a bit of a function centre for sponsors for a little while because there's a bit of a settling period, of course, once you sell a house.
Yep.
And then eventually it will get sold privately to anybody that wants to have a crack at it.
And how many bedrooms? Boys,
it's a 5-bedroom house. Ooh, it's got the most magnificent pool. It's got a vineyard. It's got we've done everything to it. The gardens are absolutely incredible. It's like you could have 100 people on the lawn out the front of the house for a barbecue and drinks. And, you know, you could put a tennis court in.
Yeah.
It's got a yoga retreat. It's got it's got a pool cabana.
Oh, bloody hell.
It's bloody magnificent, I'm telling you. And the kitchen and the open fireplace, it is medieval because we've got brick pavers, like bricks on the floor through the lounge, dining, and kitchen. Jeez. Like a French chateau, boys.
Jeepers.
Sounds right, good.
We're going to take a little break because we're going to talk about The Block next. Starts on Sunday on Channel 9, August 7th, 7 p.m.
18th season.
And, thank you, Bill.
Even 18th.
Yeah, I think that's, well, I'm not sure which of those words you got wrong. Actually, maybe both of them. But also heading to Gisborne South. So they want to ask Scotty about that.
No,
so
we will.
Stick around. We're talking to the man who's made this show famous, Scott Camp.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state to broadcast.
The Block Tree Change starts 7 p.m. on Channel 9 this Sunday, and Scotty Cam joins us.
Scotland, now tell us about it. 5 city slickers go to the bush, and they've got a lot more area, a lot more land to build on, yes?
Yes, we've got 5 blocks, 10 acres each.
Jeez,
10 acres each. They've got a landscape as well, and we've got old houses that we've brought in from all over Australia. We've band-aided them together on piers, and then we've got a modern pavilion out the back, which is huge.
Yep,
and we've also got a 5-car, 2-story garage.
Jeez,
for each house.
Wow,
and with a work from home space in it.
Of course,
in one of those bays. So. They're magnificent homes, 5 to 6 bedrooms. And, like, boys, we're talking vineyards, tennis courts, pools. We've got bloody everything. It's unreal.
How have you enjoyed that part of the world, Macedon Ranges, et cetera? Have you enjoyed being out there?
And have you got a local?
Mate, no. I've got to get home. I've got to drive the car home at the same time. So I have a couple when I get back to Port Melbourne with the old famous Swarfies. But Gisborne was fantastic. It's bloody cold, though.
Oh,
jeez. I was working at night as well a fair bit out there, and minus, 2 or 3 at the night time.
Yeah.
And I've got my dog on the show, too.
Oh.
My Kelpie. Because I used to have a Kelpie back in the old days. I've had Kelpies all my life, and I used to have a backyard blitz and that sort of thing. But I brought Frankie, my new Kelpie. She's 3 years old. She's an absolute corker, and she's already famous because she's on the ads. She's got an Instagram page.
Oh, of course she is.
And she's got followers coming from left, right, and centre. She'll be doing a Pet Barn ad before you know it.
Good. There's some good money in that. Bloody hard, tough conditions with tradies. Was there a lack of tradies? And as you said, the weather?
Well, look, we did have some supply chain issues, as everybody is having those around the country. We had some labour shortages and trying to track down some tradies as well. But look, we'd never cry foul over that because we've got a lot of contacts and we've got the network behind us.
Yeah.
But like mums and dads out there that are building and builders are doing it extremely tough. Mm. So if we're doing it tough, then they're going to be doing it a lot tougher. So it's hard times for the whole industry, really.
And Joel Patful,
our man. Well, played the Lions.
Played for the Lions. Jim. Bloody good footballer. Yeah. So we were getting nicely behind him, in our minds before the show even started. And then 2 days.
Lasted 2 days.
Yeah, look, the Block's not for everybody. It can, creep up on you. And they just sort of probably possibly went about it the wrong way. They needed to talk to us and have a chat, and we could have talked them through and helped them.
Yeah.
But they didn't really want to be part of that. And we're not, no ill feeling for them. Good luck to them. But they did scarper after 2 days, and they didn't give us a chance to talk them off the ledge. And we could have. We could have helped them, and we could have nurtured them through the beginning of it, and then they would have got a hang of it, and they would have got through it,
So what do you do, Scotty? Have you got a couple in waiting? Do they jump in?
Yeah.
Well, they weren't in waiting, but we did ring them, and we rang another couple, and that was, the bonus out of that, is we got another couple who got an opportunity to get on the block and get some life-changing money for their family, and they turned out to be terrific young couple with 3 young kids. And, I don't want to be accused that the block is always family comes first, and you know, we'll always look after our contestants and their families. In fact, you know, we've had one contestant quite a few years ago who lost her mum during the show.
That's right.
Shut down the whole show.
Yeah.
And sent everybody home, our crew, everybody. And then we rested for a week until everything got sorted. And that's what we do. So we'll always look after people. And the new girl, the team that came, her kids weren't settling in because we had to rush them to Melbourne overnight virtually. And yeah. So we flew her back home to Sydney for a couple of days until the kids were settled. And then we flew her back again when she was ready. Right. So that's what we sort of do. And but never mind, you know, we're one door shuts, another door opens for another couple.
I like it. Now, the judges, there's always some bitchiness. There's always a little bit of infighting, Scotland. And
With Shane,
huh? I want plenty of that involved in this series.
Yeah, look, always. The contestants are never happy with the judges. they've never been happy once. But, look, the guys do a fantastic job under really tough conditions. There's a lot of mud. We've got a lot of rain out there. In a 45-day period, boys, we've got 39 days of rain.
Oh,
and our site's 70 acres of sort of dirt, which then turned into mud.
Yes.
And we had our crew and everybody walking through the mud. Vehicles were getting bogged every day. Oh, mate. And it was cold. But look,
I can't wait to watch it.
I love the bush.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Is Keith still wearing a hat or a cap? He doesn't like to show the feathers. He's got no feathers. Keith, does he, Scotty?
I've never seen him with his hat on. Oh, he's got the bush hat on, boys. He's got the Akubra on.
Oh, of course he is.
Hey, we can't wait. Block Tree Change premieres Sunday, August 7th, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. They've all been enormously popular. This one will be no different. And Bill and I might just slide down to Port Melbourne. Scotty, let us know when you're next in town and we'll head to the Bowls Club.
Mate, that'd be fantastic, boys. Well, I tell you what, I've got a farm up at Mudgee in New South Wales.
Oh, yes.
I've got 15 wharfies from Port Melbourne coming up to go to the races.
Oh, the Mudgee Cup, is it?
They're flying in. Oh, flying in.
Well, good luck there.
Go chatty, mate. Can't wait for the series.
See you, mate.
Scotty Cam on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night. And all you soft people went home.
Back by popular demand, which pretty much is every week, is the Idiot File. It's either an idiot song, which it was last week, to The Only Way Is Up.
Yes.
And I think what you'll realise when you listen to these next 8 minutes is... it hasn't gone up.
Yes, it has.
It's in fact gone down. That's what's happened. So, well, online, Rabs, you can get 8 minutes.
That's it. Yeah, 8 minutes on the podcast.
How many here? So
this one's just a tick over 4.5.
And it'll be old stuff, so it'll be nothing.
I don't reckon.
There'll be nothing new, Jim, I'm
telling
you.
I think it's all from this week.
No.
And that's what we love about it, Rabs, myself. It's also what the family love about it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Poor old Billy gets bullied.
No, you don't. This is all your own stuff that we just replayed. That's not bullying.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy it.
I'm going to take you to the Fair Trials.
The what?
Fair Trials Association.
He's already started there. Next idiot file.
The next one. That's what he does. While we're playing this one, he presents stuff for the next one.
You're with me?
No.
Rush Hour, Jim, Bill, and Rabs.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. And Whitney, and Rosemary, and Ethan. Ethan.
The listener app, it's still on there, your joke from Friday that is completely inappropriate.
It is. And Ewan, I mean, what's the other bloke's name? Our man out there.
Don't say anything.
Ethan. Oh! He called him Abe.
Abe.
Big Cam, he played for Longwood, Jim, on Saturday in the Carlton draft thing. And Moons, of course, lining up for goal. And just have a listen, someone else thought it was someone else. So Longwood kicked 9 goals, 3:57, Jim.
Mm.
Got defeated by Violet Town. Violet Town.
Violet Town, yes. Violent Town.
Violet Town.
You wouldn't want to live there.
No, Violet.
I've just bought a joint, Mum. Oh, really? Where have you bought it? Violent Town.
chief, Jim, was forced to admit that he used a solarium. It was alleged on the Friday Brag artist, was Oscar, I think, that rang in and said that his mum used to look after him with a double scissor sizzling.
Oh, no.
Hey, Roscoe! So this is what Sergio said. Yes. 200 as captain, Scott Pendlebury. Well done, Snot.
Scont.
Scont, sorry. Yep. 200 as captain.
Snot. Snot Pendlebury.
Snot Pendlebury. Yeah. Passionate supporters aren't happy over there at Port Adelaide, Jim.
Why not?
And this was the headline. Petulant Port Pan posts their thoughts about Penn Pinkley. Pan. Well, there's a lot of P's in there.
Right, so you just added another one.
What is it?
Don't say anything, rabbits.
Petulant. Sort of reluctant. Petulant Port Pan post.
No, fan. You don't have to put a P in there.
Well, everything's P.
Oh, my God.
Petulant Port Pan post their thoughts about.
Oh, so then you go, their thoughts. What?
Hang on. Penn Pinkley. Righto, here we go, Jim.
Yep.
And it's a Thesaurus joke, Jim. People send me in now.
Oh, God.
Thesaurus jokes. You ready?
The best song they have.
It's like going to see British India and they don't play one of their best songs.
Oh, my.
What about this, Jim? Melbourne Storm are set to sign Tigers flyer David Nofolium for the remainder of the 2022 season.
Nofolium.
That's his name. Nofolium.
Oh,
anyway,
oh no.
Anyway, they're going to sign him.
I don't know what his name is, but I guarantee it isn't that.
But what about
sure?
Yes.
No, he's not sure.
Actually, I'm not. Lukey boy against the Giants this week. It used to be the battle of the bridge. Now it's the Sydney Derby. Oh mate, my biggest decision of my life.
Oh, no.
I got to do my due diligence and all that crap. What does that mean? That question, the independence of the Governor General,
Auditor General,
whatever. Yeah. What is that?
You're about to get up on stage in front of 48 people.
No, 68.
Oh, 68.
Eight tables of eight, which is 66.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't reckon that's 68. No, I'm telling you, it's no good at all. Booming.
Opening ceremony last night. Charles and Camilla arrived in an Aston Martin, Jim.
Aston.
Yeah, that's what it's yes. called. Talking to Angus Brayshaw.
Angus.
Now, Gussie. Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but, gee, they taste kind of
peppermintly.
Oh, what? They taste like peppermint.
Peppermintly. Oh, no.
I've heard Deb Zeppelin. So I'm saying that's bloody Australian, so ring now.
It's
1-3-3-3.
No.
Bloody un-Australian.
Un-Australian, that's better.
Yeah.
Poor.
What's bloody Australian?
Un-Australian. 1-3-3-5-3.
Jimmy's in Berwick. Hello, Jim.
Jim Dillon.
Fellas, how are we?
What did you just call him?
G'day, Jim. How are you? Because there's a young Australian, Jim. He is an ace. His name is Oscar Pistastri.
Don't say anything. Have another go.
Raps. He's from Brighton. He's a good boy.
Have another go.
He sped past me the other day going down the pen.
What's his name?
Oscar Piastri.
That's better.
Piastri, there you go. Yes. Just further news on the Oscar Piastri, our man that was going to be.
Careful, was he?
I know. Did I tell you about Oscar Piastri?
Oh, no.
Piastri?
Piastri.
I'm from up in Malden, up the Calder.
Oh, now, Jim, this is the oldest country town that's in.
Yeah, first notable.
What does that mean?
Lego is turning 90. How do South Australians pronounce Lego? But there are 16 medals in total for Australian swimmers on the pentultimate, which is the second last, Jim.
Pentultimate
means the second last night, okay?
No, I don't think there's a T in there, Bill.
There is a
penultimate, yeah.
There is a T in there, but
we haven't had a Carlton draft box.
I know, I see that.
When's that coming?
It'll come, Jim. Just right. To those that are wait.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3. If you want to be a part,
those who wait, get it.
Oh no!
Well, we want them up.
No, what is an indication of what we're Bill? About to deal with?
Do you know what the term is?
That is it.
Mm-mm. All good things
come to those who are big.
At San Remo, every day, midday, they feed the pelicans.
Oh,
that'll be fun to watch.
Brilliant.
You could have a go too.
I'm going to get there. What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit what? A bit bristle.
Bristle. Yeah, when you don't drink enough milk and stuff. What's that called, Jim?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Osteopubis.
That's it.
Osteopubis. Can we get out of you what it is?
Osteoporous.
Big pun.
Osteoporous causes bones to become weak and brittle, Jim. That's it.
No, osteoporous.
Osteo what?
Poreos. Anyway, we move on.
Paralysis, Bill. It's not even a hard one. Sounds like he's trained off a touch.
A little bit. He was not jumping up and down.
No, not as much. Not as much.
He'd have to be in his early 60s.
68.
68 is he?
Late 60s.
What's his name? Roger Frank Jurrett. That's his name. Better known as Plastic Patron.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it, Hose?
Roger François Jurrett.
Yeah, righto.
Nothing like
not
that.
Fran Jurrett.
No.
Roger Frank Jurrett.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been writing this book, Bill, on footy's tongue twisters, and that's the new edition.
What's wrong? I like when Jay-Z comes in.
Taken a couple of Panadol, popped a couple of Panadol. That's the latest entry. Right. As you can see, I'm still having trouble with it, Razzy.
Got to get back out there.
Well, you say it quickly. Popped a couple of Panadol.
Popped a couple of Panadol. Oh, JT.
When we do these shows on a Friday, Bartholomew, I'm on site either at Marvel or here at the MCG.
Yes.
Jace has been putting our production together for as long as I've been here, pretty much. Pisses himself. All I do is look up and his head's just nodding up and down. Going, how can one bloke be that stupid?
Well, he'd know. I tell you what, I love having Jay-Z in, but we're going to do a podcast, Jay-Z and I. Yeah, what'd be called? Popped a couple of Panadol. We're going to call it that.
It'd be called A Couple of Idiots File.
Oh, fair dinkum, Jay-Z. He's got to get better. I'm okay.
So 8 minutes online, Rabs.
Yeah, on the podcast, on the listener app, full 8-minute version of Bill's idiot file.
Don't make up that crap.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Oh, now, I got excited for the joke last night.
Yes, you did.
And it let me down badly.
You walked out.
I thought it was both of them were horrible. So, this is the final joke. It's got a bit of fruit attached.
Yeah, it has.
And let's hope it makes up for what's been, I think, your worst week of jokes in the history of the show.
Jeez, that's pretty poor.
Yep.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah.
'Cause you're not a funny man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose. Oh!
All right, bit of fruit.
Yes, exactly, Jim. And a warning to all those people out there that don't like this fruity joke or get outraged, Jim. Here we go.
Right.
A local farmer down my way, down Geelong, Jim, made history, I don't know if you saw this in the news, probably not, by growing the first ever field of dildos.
Mm. Yes.
Jim? He's had a bit of trouble lately. He's had some issues with squatters.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. That's a bit ripe. Oh,
it's fallen off. It's that ripe. It's fallen off the tree.
That's a little rough around the edges.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to those that are offended.
Oh, no.
I take it back.
Rabbits likes it.
Yes. Well done, Rabs.
Good to finish. Yes. Good one to finish.
How's that, Jim? About time. The rest have been junk.
Woo! Not walking out tonight?
Right.
Bloody
that's
squatters.
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Those squatters. Get in there. Yeah. Won't go.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Experience one of the oldest rivalries in world rugby, Wallabies versus All Blacks. The Bledisloe Cup is back in Melbourne for the first time since 2010, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster. Don't miss out.